Okay, let's take a quick minute for the big sports headline.
The Heat are going to the NBA Finals.
And perhaps the greatest collapse of a team in a seventh game, Boston, and the most defiant dismissal of expectations, Miami. The Heat beat the Celtics last night in the Eastern Conference Finals. As sports writer Dan Shaughnessy put it, the Heat had seven undrafted players and zero love from national pundits. Hello, me. They go on to the finals. The Celtics get a big timeout. WLRN Miami engagement editor Katie Cohen is here to gloat, to tell us. Katie, what's the feeling there?
Well, listen, Robin, hello, and thank you so much for having me. Gloat, I will do. The Miami Heat made history last night. Listen, the Celtics are a tough competitor. They won last year, and almost everyone said that they would take this year. But Jimmy Butler knew. He was confident. Miami, it was the feeling in Miami last night and this morning. Still, even in this moment, talking about the Heat's win, I feel energized and electric.
Okay.
It was a stunning win, and the city is really feeling it.
Well, and so is this one. I'm based in Boston, and other Celtics fans at halftime, Charles Barkley, who'd been saying the Celts would win, said, "Watching these dumb blank Celtics play is making my head hurt." But we should say Celtics star Jason Tatum rolled his ankle in the first seconds. So tough. And he seemed to have a case of the yips all series. But, you know, what are pundits saying there? How did Miami go from eighth seed to being the team that stopped the Celtics from making history and coming back from, you know, three games down? How did it happen?
Listen, a lot of analysts were counting us out from the beginning. But that's been true all postseason, and we're still here, right? The Heat, you know, our culture, the way that Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra have built this team, we just have this culture of fighting hard.
Not giving up.
And I was going to say, you know, it's we're going to keep fighting harder and playing harder and keep surprising people. And I think, you know, despite having a lot of players on the bench with injuries, you know, our undrafted players, we're talking about, you know, Caleb Martin, among, you know, some vets, Kyle Lowry.
Caleb Martin put every basket in. Every basket. He was fantastic.
26 points. I mean, he had 2 points less than Jimmy Butler did last night.
Okay, you have 10 more seconds to gloat.
Listen, the Nuggets are going to be tough, but we're gonna do our best. We're going to show up, and we're going to win. That's exactly what we do. We're going to win.
Homer, WLRN's Katie Cohen rooting for the Heat. They will meet the Denver Nuggets. Katie, thank you.
Thank you so much.